We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm disgusted. I'm mad. I'm angry. And I'm probably more so mad at myself.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia on the day after a terrible, terrible game. John and Marks and Ike Reese. And Ike, Doug didn't seem all that angry or disgusted to me this morning with Doug or with Angelo. I am disgusted in myself because I once again put the John Marks personal guarantee on a win. They lost.
We appreciate that.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, this is now I know if I do it, I should expect a loss. So
yeah, we do.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, but you already did. I just now know that if I do it, I'm hurting my own city's team.
Yes.
I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. I apologize. I don't think it really had anything to do with the overall outcome of
it
the game.
It did not.
But still, I feel like a horse's ass because I guaranteed not just winning on Sunday, yesterday, but I guaranteed three in a row. And they couldn't even come up with the first leg of those three wins.
Yeah, listen, we'll get to you and your guarantees later in the week. We need to deal with the team.
I know.
And the way they performed yesterday. And, wow, man, listen, I don't have the emotion left in me to be upset at this team. Yesterday was one of those, I can't believe they lost this game, sort of a feeling yesterday. Obviously, what happened Thursday with the Dallas Cowgirls sort of lessened the importance of the game to some degree, meaning that it wasn't as if they lost yesterday. The season would be over with because you would be two games behind the Cowboys with having already lost to the Cowboys in play. Cowboys lost Thursday, so you sort of knew at worst you're going to be in the same position where you control your own destiny. That's where the Eagles find themselves. That's the reality of the situation, is that they do control their own destiny. They win out. They win the division. They're in the playoffs. That was the same scenario prior to Thursday's loss by the Cowboys to the Bills. It's the same scenario today. Huh. So now that we got that out of the way, the team itself, Johnny Marks, I mean, have they played a complete game at all this year?
If they have, I don't remember, and I don't care.
They have not played a complete game.
I agree.
They have not. One side of the ball has been good. The other typically has not. And it sort of led to why they are 5-7 right now. I didn't expect the defense.
We didn't expect that.
Yeah, to give up that amount of big plays yesterday. Listen, I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick could have some success. Devontae Parker had been pretty good the last month or so. But I thought our D-line would do a better job of controlling the game, much like they started off. But, Devontae Parker looked like a Pro Bowl wide receiver out there yesterday.
Yeah, and Darby and Mills did not.
Did not look like
but
Pro Bowl
the way players. The game started out, I thought it was going to be one of those easy, put your legs up. They were all over Fitzpatrick. Really, I thought it was one of those 10-sack games where they just run away with it. Maybe the Dolphins get some garbage yards and points, but for the most part, an easy win because the offense, especially in the first half, looked really good. But, you know, we talked about talent and that being an issue in some of these losses. You can't blame it on the talent yesterday. You can't blame it on injury yesterday. I got to put it on the coaches from yesterday, man. I got to put it on Doug. I got to put it on Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz is a Super Bowl defensive coordinator, right? He likes to kind of wield his power around as being a Super Bowl defensive coordinator. What were they doing yesterday? How were there no adjustments made? I mean, it just seemed like that he was more or less saying, all right, well, we're going to have to stop him or we're not going to be able to stop him, and they couldn't stop him. But I'm going to blame the head coach. I'm not sure how your team loses a game like that in those circumstances. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He went on with Angelo this morning. Do we have it? I want to play from the start. He tried to walk it back at the noon press conference, but he said it this morning where he just said that the other team was playing harder. Here's Doug Peterson. All right. Well, I mean, that's That's coming up in 1 second. He went on with Angelo this morning, and we're going to play it. But he more or less said the Dolphins played harder. They wanted it more than we did. And if he's right, isn't he essentially hanging himself? Isn't he just putting a noose around his own neck? He's the head coach. Here's Doug this morning.
One of the things that rankled me and the fan were you saying after the game that you thought the Dolphins were a good football team when all the statistics indicate quite the opposite. Doug, you don't honestly believe that, do you?
Look, on paper it says one thing. On the film it says another. And I know they're struggling, you know, as a football team, 2-9 going into yesterday's game. I guess the thing that I have over, say, you know, the fans or you for that matter, is the fact that I get to watch all their games on tape and see the improvement from this football team. This is a well-coached football team. I give them a lot of respect. This is the National Football League. They played harder than we did, and that's why I said that I'm disappointed because of that they wanted this one a little bit more than we did, and they made the plays, and we didn't.
You agree with that they played harder, that they wanted it more? They certainly made the plays, Ike. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, listen, I didn't think yesterday was about not wanting the game bad enough. They didn't play well defensively as they had been playing the prior four games when you're going up against Josh Allen, who has been playing well. You throw the likes of Tom Brady and Russell Wilson in there. They played well against those quarterbacks. I don't think yesterday was about they didn't want it more. I just think that, I mean, listen, if you just take the from a defensive standpoint, right, if you just look at the plays that hurt them, you know, penalties. They had some personal fouls there that extended drives. That isn't about you not wanting it more. That's not playing smart, right? That hurt them in instances. The balls where they had the ball thrown over their head. I don't know if that's Devontae Parker wanted it more. I guess you can make that argument. I don't think that was the case. He's just better. I mean, let's face it. If you're just going talent-wise, he's probably a better player than our corners.
Yesterday was.
I mean, he's a former first-round pick. He's a top 15 pick. Darby's a second-round pick. And Mills is a seventh-round pick.
Yep. I mean,
he hadn't been playing like a top 15 pick.
I didn't look like one yesterday. I didn't believe yesterday was a matter of effort. I thought yesterday was a matter of that's just, again, not a well-coached team, a poorly coached team.
How about this? Here's the other thing. Let me go to the offensive side of the ball. Penalties in key situations. A couple of overthrows where you missed opportunities. The main one I thought was the Alshon overthrow and then when you had Nelson in the middle of the field, where he overshot him by like a half a yard, went off of Nelson's fingertips. Those are two bad throws. And then Zach Ertz. I mean,
that was the biggest play of the game.
My goodness. I mean, we talked about Nelson. We talked about Alshon and his drops. We talked about Mac Hollins. We talked about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. We talked about Dallas Goedert. I'm going to tell you who we have not talked about enough this year in drops. That's Zach Ertz. You know, he has a lot of catches. I get that. But, man, at the moment of truth, in a big situation, he's come up small a couple times this year. More than a couple times. Whether it's drops, whether it's fumbles like the one in Minnesota that killed momentum. Not running long enough route to pick up a first down. Like, Zach Ertz has had some bad moments this year. And that drop, they killed that drive. They missed the field goal after that.
So you get instead of being inside the five, you get 0 points.
Man.
It was 28-20. If you go up 15 points there,
right.
I'm not saying it's the game, but you certainly are in a much better
spot. You're maintaining momentum.
Yes.
And then the one where you allow Eric Rowe to punch the ball out there late, you got to secure that catch.
Yeah, you do. No, you do.
You got to pull that catch in.
Listen, certainly it's the players. It's always going to be the players. They're playing the game. But when I look at this one right here, I'm not even looking at the players. I'm looking at the coach. You know, this isn't about injury. This wasn't about talent. This is not a well-coached team. It's not a well-coached team right now. Doug Peterson's his message today on Angelo was, Well, I didn't think they played harder than us. They wanted it more than we did. Then he walks that back at the press conference. But the messaging all year from Doug, whether it's guaranteeing a win before the Cowboys game and then walking that back, it's just, I mean, listen, yesterday against an inferior team, against one of the worst offenses in the league, were they ready to play? Was that team ready to play?
I mean, offensively they were.
Was that a good Eagles team yesterday? Or once when something starts to happening, everything unravels, right? It unravels with Doug. It unravels with the players. You're right. The offense looked great in the first half, but then the defense, and then the defense. They had five straight possessions of touchdowns. Five straight.
Yeah.
They had 10 drives all year of 60 or more. They had five straight drives yesterday of 60 yards or more.
Yeah,
they
couldn't get
off the field.
Couldn't get off the field on that fourth quarter drive where they was able to push that lead to 9, right, where they was able to get him field goal range. They needed to get off the field. It was a couple third downs there.
And they couldn't get off the field. Penalties.
Yeah.
Just everything. They were able to stay on the field. And then I look at Doug, and everybody's looking at Doug. Like, what are we going to do? What can we do? And
Could have run the ball a little bit more yesterday.
Well, I mean, they could have run the ball a little bit more. The field goal, the fake field goal where they asked Doug in the first half, well, why didn't you call a timeout on that play? And he more or less was like, well, I guess I could have, right? I mean, we'll play the answer for you. But yeah, because it worked. You got out-tricked again. That's three straight games where they've run trick plays on you. Mm-hmm. And they scored. Where's the creativity on the offense? Where's the trick play from the trickster himself, Doug? Right? Like, when I look at this team, and certainly, now Jeffrey Lurie's going to be more involved than ever, no matter what happens this season. But this is now, assistant coaches are going to lose their jobs. Players are going to lose their jobs. Howie Roseman needs to figure this out, too. But, like, I look at Doug right now. I look at Doug. I worry more about anything, Howie, Carson Wentz, or anybody. I'm more worried about Doug Peterson, the head coach, than anything else on this team right now. Anything else. Any player, any talent, anything else. Doug Peterson. 888-729-9494.
A month ago, he was the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Because he won a Super Bowl, sure. Right, and 2 weeks ago, I was more...
Right.
No, 2 weeks ago, I was more worried about Carson than Ben Simmons because of the development from Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson, if you're going coach, quarterback, GM, Doug Peterson right now is the biggest worry to me, and it's not even close. He just doesn't have smart football teams. He's not making smart decisions right now. He's got his head buried up somewhere.
Well, that was more Jim Schwartz yesterday.
That was a lot of Jim Schwartz yesterday.
That wasn't Doug yesterday. Doug has to answer for these things because Jim Schwartz doesn't speak after games. But that was the defense yesterday. It wasn't, I mean, obviously you don't want 10 penalties. That's not good. There are some things Doug could have done, like, you know, feed Miles Sanders the ball a little bit more in that second half because they were running the ball well against this Dolphins defense that was one of the worst defenses in the league. But, I mean, man, that game yesterday, you can't allow Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw for 355 yards.
Yesterday's loss.
Go up and down the field.
Yesterday's loss is more on the coaches or the players. You can vote at Mark Cerise. WIP and our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Yesterday. Yeah, that was coaches.
Coaches.
Yeah.
It was coaches.
Mainly on the defensive side.
Mark's Jewelers, men's night at Mark's Jewelers. It's back Thursday night, December 12th. Shop Mark's great location and collection of holiday gifts while enjoying great food and spirits. Details are at marks-jewelers.com. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's a lot of people out there that are kind of like delirious after yesterday's game, where normally after a loss like that, you're angry. But a lot of people are just kind of like still in disbelief that, like, I can't believe we lost that game. I'm already past that, and I'm angry after listening to Doug speak three times in the last less than 24 hours. 888-729-9494. If he comes off to me as sounding like he doesn't have any answers, and that's what he does to me, then I can't imagine his players feel like, oh, no, Doug's our coach. We're going to be okay. No, they're not going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. 888-729-9494. It is not going to be okay. No, like, it's not okay, and it's not going to be okay. And listen to Doug talk, and you'll know that. He doesn't have any real answer other than, the Dolphins wanted it more. We got to play harder. Okay. All right, fine. You want to put it on your players, which is what I took it at, and he put it on himself too. Don't get me wrong. But it's more than that. It's more than that, man. 888-729-9494. I'm going to ask Malcolm Jenkins coming up at 2:30 if he agrees that the Dolphins played harder and wanted it more. Malcolm Jenkins at 2:30. We'll find out from him. Yesterday he answered the question of being like, listen, they beat us. We'll talk to Malcolm at 2:30. We'll start with you on the phones next. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at Chickies and Pete's, 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
They played harder than we did.
Oh, Doug. Now, I think before we get to the phones, Jack, and hello, Jack, how are you?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah. So let's play right from Jump Street at the press conference, the noon press conference. That was with Angelo and company. We should play what he said, which was he walked it back as expected. And here's what Doug said at the press conference at noon.
You said on WIP that you thought that the Dolphins wanted it more. In that kind of situation, how do you handle that? How do you deal with it? How do you address them? How do you avoid that happening again?
Yeah, I think I don't want to be misunderstood when I make that statement. What I mean by they want it more. There were certain plays in that game where obviously they made the play we didn't. So in that case, yeah, they wanted that play a little bit more than we did. As a whole, as a game, I've the effort, the energy level, all that was there, you know, in the game, playing tough. Guys played hurt in the game and went back in the game. So it's none of that. It's the fact that there were plays to be made in that game. We didn't make them. They wanted that aspect of the game just a touch more. They made those plays and ultimately came out on top.
Yeah. Yeah, Doug. It's a lot different than what you said at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a lot different. I know what you're trying to get at, and maybe there's some of that to that, but when you come out and you say that they played harder, it's one thing to say they wanted it more because they went up and they made plays or whatever, but playing hard, Ike, I didn't think it was an effort level yesterday. I mean, I didn't, watching the game, I didn't think it was an effort level.
Right.
But that's where he's better off saying nothing. That's where he's better off being vanilla and we complain about it than making statements that now we're going to be asking all the players about coming up. All right, let's get to the phones. We have Ray in Morristown, New Jersey. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, Marks, man, listen, this is not a good day. This is a Black Monday. Forget about Black Friday. This is the problem. I don't understand this team. You know, they go down there and they lay the turd against the best team in the NFC, supposedly, NFC East. Dallas gives us a mulligan on Thanksgiving. All we have to do is just go down there and act like we're interested, and the Eagles don't even show up. This is inconceivable that they would actually do this. You told those 40,000 Eagles fans that made the trip down to Miami that you don't even care about us anymore. So you know what I'm calling for, Eagles fans? This is what we need to do. Because I remember in yesteryear when we ran the general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies out of town, this is what we need to do. For the rest of this season, boycott the Eagles' home gate. Since they have mailed it in on us as fans, they don't care about us anymore, so don't go down there and support the $200 seats, the $25 parking, the $10 hot dogs and beer. Forget about it. Let Jeff Lurie fix this mess. He needs to address it, and he needs to come out. And somebody over there at WIP, you guys need to call these guys on the phone and invite them in for a conversation and see if they show up or not. They have let us down this year, and there's no question about it.
Well, God, Ike.
What?
I mean, I don't, I'm not, I don't think you should boycott the team or stop paying attention. I don't think they went down to Miami and it was from a lack of effort. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, I saw there was a petition or something that was circulating that make the Eagles walk home from Miami. I mean, it's just stupid.
We're signing petitions now?
It's just stupid.
What are we doing here?
There's a petition to make them walk home from, I don't know how you enforce it,
right?
I doubt you could. But, like, I didn't want them to have to walk home from Miami.
Well, that was never going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I never reached that level.
Yeah, did they freeze all of their bank accounts?
I'm not.
Even if Jeffrey Lurie decided not to fly them back, what makes you think they're going to walk back?
Well, they do have the extra day for the Monday night football game. It would give them more time to get back and get prepared for the Giants. I'm not even – I'm more mad at Doug than the players. I'm more mad at Doug Peterson because –
Why?
Dude, this is an undisciplined team. This is
– the offense looked good yesterday.
Well, it looked good for –
Doug should have ran the ball a little bit more.
It looked good for – It looked good for a little bit, sure.
Man,
it looked good
Carson
for the first
was slinging,
half.
Man. He was slinging that pill, man.
Carson played well.
Pigskin was flying through the air.
Here's what's happening if you're getting trick plays used against you in three straight weeks.
Yeah.
These guys are looking at you and saying, like, yup, we can make this work. We can get a score out of it. Three straight weeks. Meanwhile, on offense, no creativity at all. And just again, he
scored 31 yesterday.
He's managing the game poorly. And there's no doubt about it that, the drives in the second half took away the momentum and took away everything from the Eagles' offense. That had to do with it more than anything else. But, I mean, that goes into the coaching. What is Jim Schwartz doing? You explain this to me, Ike. You played in the NFL for 9 years. You played football your whole life. What do you do when a team's just going up and down the field on you and you don't have answers? Do you just stand pat and hope it stops, or do you try to make adjustments? Did they try to make adjustments?
Well, I don't know if they – I'm sure they did try to make adjustments, but Doug is actually right when he says if you look at those plays, the players are right there. Like, their player went up and made the play and ours didn't. It's not like they were beaten by 5 yards or something. Those were balls that were jump balls that their guy went up and made that our player didn't.
But they kept doing it again and again and again and again, and it kept being one of two guys on covering him solo.
Right.
Ron Darby or Jalen Mills. What? I mean, don't you have to make an adjustment to give those guys help? I mean, don't you have to do something other than just kind of sit back and say, all right, well.
Well, here's the thing, and here's what's hard for fans to understand. On plays that they may have done that, they did not throw the ball to Devontae Parker. But you can't double him every play. Like, they're not going to double him every play. What did he catch, 7 balls? It just seemed like
151.
Yeah, but it was only 7 of them.
Felt like 17.
It just seemed like he caught 17 balls. He caught 7 balls yesterday. And 2 of them were for touchdowns, and 2 other was for, like, deep balls.
So
they were jump balls, though.
So what are you telling me? That this team just isn't very good, and I just need to accept that this team isn't good, and that's it?
Hello, McFly. I've been telling you that.
But I'm not even there yet.
Yeah, but I've already said that, though, man. Listen, here's the thing. They played well on defense for a month. They played not so well on offense for the last couple of weeks. They finally got a good matchup offensively where they could exploit some things and get healthy offensively. Miraculously, 2 of their top receivers came back yesterday, and voila, look what the offense looked like when you actually catch the ball, right? When you actually have guys out there making plays, that's what they were able to do yesterday. But the defense didn't show up yesterday. The defense had a bad game. I mean, they'll tell you that. They hadn't had one of these type of games in a while.
Yep.
Not since the Cowboys game or the Minnesota game?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, they had 4 straight really good games, and I think with a lot of fans, all 4 of those games could be explained why maybe the defense played as well as they did or they had the success that they did.
Yeah.
Right? And yesterday.
Well, I mean, 3 of those offenses were bad offenses. Chicago, Buffalo, and New England.
Yeah, Buffalo looked pretty good down in
But I mean up in
they look terrible. Right. Josh Allen's trying to get the Eagles in the playoffs,
good.
Man.
Thursday night, man.
People aren't thanking me for that. 888-729-9494. You know, it's amazing. Even as we sit here and I watch yesterday's game, I'm still not okay with saying, no, this team just sucks and what am I even yelling about or mad about? Like I still look at this team and I'm like, no, like yes, they're better than they were yesterday. They can't. They shouldn't play like that. That's explainable with bad coaching. Get better coaching, you win yesterday's game. And there's a lot of people shaking their head saying, nah, man, this team's just not very good.
Yeah.
Malcolm Jenkins is coming up in a couple minutes. We'll ask him about all of it, including what his head coach said this morning, that the Dolphins just played harder and they wanted it more than we did. Malcolm Jenkins coming up in 5 minutes, Markson Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But, hey, listen, if you know anybody selling their home, if you do, make sure they check out Houser, H-O-U-W-Z-E-R, Houser, and their top-rated salaried agents. I sold my condo beginning of the year with Houser, and I saved thousands of dollars, but I was also blown away by the experience. Their full-service listing agents manage everything from consultation to closing, and if you're buying, you save even more money with their seamless buy-and-sell bundle program. Again, these are salaried agents. So, you know, they're making their salary. It's not about commissions. That's how you save money. And if you tell your friends when you sign up with Houser, mention WIP to the agent, you have a chance to win a $300 Amazon gift card. But I did it. Houser. I saved thousands of dollars selling my condo. H-O-U-W-Z-E-R. Houser.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.